Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I love, love, love how as we are investigating expansion, all sorts of good stuff comes up. It comes up and makes you feel uncomfortable. It comes up and excites you. It comes up and calls you forward. It comes up and ignites your fears. I am experiencing from the group of clients here in the program all sorts of things coming up this week. They're starting to come out today, and a lot of them have to do with money. Surprisingly, in nearly every pod that I coached this week, there are money things coming up. And it's interesting because what the coaching looks to be about is envisioning your next year, visualizing what you want in life. And part of the beauty of being in this community or being in a community where people are transforming is that you get vulnerable with each other and things start to open up and you start to get to see them. And the biggest person that gets to look is you. But while you're doing it, it opens up things for others and then their things start spilling out. So how beautiful when you open yourself, as the comic I showed in the Facebook page, what was the hardest thing for you to do this year? And somebody and the person, the character responds, ask for help. But it's vulnerability beyond that asking for help. What's under it is being vulnerable that you have something that you're nervous about, or you have something that you fear, or you have something that's troubling you. And many people will close down at this point. They'll shut down their next opportunity because they'll just say that they're blocked and there's no room forward. So in their mind, they've reached a point where they can't go forward. But when you start entering the high-level transformational community, everything is possible. So how can it happen? That's the kind of thing that starts to happen around you. You don't have people buying your excuse, and I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm always experienced in everything I'm talking about. So when I'm talking about stopping somewhere because you think you can't, I've experienced all these things, and I still do on some level. I don't stop anymore. That's why I dig with you about why you're stopping or why you're thinking of it. And this coaching for some of you is a big stretch. You're saying yes to yourself, and you're stepping in a big way. And I acknowledge you for it. I've been doing it for years, and let me tell you, it pays dividends. A lot of things are going on today, so I'm trying to acknowledge a few of them so that you can learn from them. But you get to be a demand in your life for what you want in your life. And when I was in a transformational container, they were saying, be a demand for coaching. And I was like, what the F does that mean? What does that mean? Be a demand for coaching. And what they were saying is, when you have something that you get to work on, something that's troubling you, something you need to work on, something you're insecure about, speak up and let's get it out. Ask for the coaching. So number one, be a demand for coaching. Two, a lot of you, I'd say almost all of you, be a demand for the money you want. And start by creating something that's worth you spending the money. So in some ways, the coaching for a lot of you is that first thing. It's something that's pushing you. It's not easy to come up with it. And it's good because you're putting a demand on your life for more. Every time I put a demand on my life for more money, the craziest thing happens. It shows up. Early on when I didn't have anything, I had left my job. It's something as small as a particular type of a hair product that I wanted for myself. It was expensive compared to the other hair products. I thought a lot about it, and I really wanted that. I wanted that for my hair. And I, you know, I wouldn't have been able to justify it to my parents if they would never have bought something like that. I decided I wanted it. My hair was important to me. I wanted it to be, feel, and look a certain way. I decided to get that item for myself. Within a short while, I didn't notice that item was in my life. It was coming out, it was coming every few months, and I was getting it, and I was enjoying it, and I still use it today. That was an early, early baby step that I took towards doing something for myself that I wanted for myself. It didn't matter what it cost. I wanted that for myself. And it started letting me, years later, a friend of mine who was deeply appreciative for kind of some coaching I gave him before I was a coach, that we think saved his daughter's life. She was in the hospital, 3.5 years old. And I said, she's got to be scared there. I gave him some advice. He went right down to the hospital. It made sense to him. He utilized the advice. His daughter shifted majorly. Her health changed majorly on the dime. The doctors were asking what he did. This friend of mine took me to a department store that I loved, and he wanted to buy me a handbag, a purse. And I was involved in a network marketing company at the time, and he wanted me to have a nice bag for the things that I would take to a meeting. And I was looking in the cheap stuff, and he grabbed me by the arm and he yanked me over into the area where you had to ask if you could see the handbag, and they would take it out and let you look at it and touch it. And he bought me a beautiful Coach handbag. I still have it today, but it got me feeling how nice it was. It got me experiencing it, and I bought more of them over time, and shoes and things, little things. So these are the baby steps. And taking the coaching, taking this, I took a $10,000 thing, and it was like at least a dozen years ago. I didn't have a job at the time. I took it out of a Roth IRA. I paid. I discovered I could use a Roth for training and not get a penalty. I took it out, I paid for it. It changed my life. So what I'm talking to you about today is what? It's stretching yourself. When you want something, stretching to it, stretching and reaching, and looking around and seeing how it can happen. If you don't ask your life for more, it does not just cough it up for you. If you don't have a reason for the money, you don't have a, that's why wealthy people keep their money in circulation. Wealthy people do not have their money in a savings account. They've got it moving. They've got it invested here or there. It's paying dividends. They're shifting it. So that's why when you get up into the upper echelons where people know about the money, they know that money, like energy, and they'll say money is energy, it needs to stay in motion. And energy creates energy. So the more you keep it, the more you keep it and covet it and keep it packed away and cubbied, it doesn't get movement. It does not get air. It does not grow. So this, I didn't expect to talk about this today, but it showed up in all of our pods. And so I just wanted to share it. Aspects of it are showing up throughout the community. So this is a long one. I hope it's beneficial to you. Have a beautiful night.